You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. At the top of the show, we looked at the economic big picture. Now let's get a bit more specific. The stock markets are doing well. President Trump is quick to link his time in office to market highs. But at the same time, the dollar has been dropping, losing more than 8% of its value against six major currencies since January. And that means a few things, both for consumers and in terms of geopolitics. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Sabri.
Hi, Lizzie.
So what does it mean to have, you know, strong stock markets and a weakening dollar? How are they related?
Well, they don't have to be related. So there have been periods in the U.S. and places around the world where a currency is going up and markets are going down, or currency can be going down and markets going up. That said, right now, the dollar has weakened some 9% since the beginning of the year, and that has helped stocks of companies that sell a lot of stuff outside the U.S. Because, you know, if they're making money in yen or whatever, then when they translate that into dollars, that's more dollars.
Yeah. So
that has actually helped earnings for a number of companies in the first two quarters, which is good for their stocks.
Well, how does this affect the domestic economy then? We've certainly seen, you know, some upticks for U.S. manufacturing businesses.
In general, a weaker dollar is good for companies that sell stuff abroad, whether they're exporting or they're just operating abroad. And in general, it's not so good for retailers or importers who are buying stuff from abroad to sell here. Here's where we need to have a little bit of perspective.
Okay.
First of all, economists say it takes 6 months to a year for swings in currency to actually affect trade flows and the, you know, industries that are affected by trade flows. And this weakening that we're seeing is not a long-term trend. So the dollar may be weak compared to the beginning of the year, but compared to a year ago, it's basically flat, maybe down a percentage point or two. And compared to 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it's actually much stronger.
So let's talk about the flip side of this. We've talked about, you know, manufacturers or importers, but what about consumers? I mean, one of the things that was good for American consumers with a very strong dollar is that they could buy a lot of stuff. What are consumers seeing now, or what are they likely to see?
So from a consumer point of view, a weakening dollar is in general not helpful because we buy a lot of goods from abroad, and a weakening dollar means those goods are more expensive. It also becomes a little harder to travel abroad. But again, this weakening is about 6 or 8 months old. And just before that weakening, we had a major strengthening that also only lasted or took a few months. On net, compared to, say, a year ago, consumers are not really going to see a huge difference.
If we think about where the U.S. fits in the global economy, how much does or does a weakening dollar really influence the U.S. position in the global economy?
I would say the position of the U.S. dollar is a reflection of the U.S.'s economy's position in the world. The dollar strengthened in the past, let's say, 5 years because the U.S. economy woke up from its post-recession slumber before the rest of the world did. Now the rest of the world is shaking off the doldrums a little bit. You know, the EU didn't get torn apart. The European economy did a little better than we thought. Emerging markets did a little better than we thought. And so their currencies are going to accelerate and maybe narrow the gap a little bit. Their, you know, their economies are narrowing the gap, so is their currency. So are their currencies. Net effect of that, the U.S. is still ahead in terms of economic performance, but the world is catching up. So I think that's what these currencies are telling us.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We'll be right back.